VOA News. I'm Christopher Cruz reporting. Kim Jong-un of South Korea has been elected president of Interpol, defeating a Russian candidate strongly opposed by the U.S., Britain, and other European nations. Associated Press correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Kim's Interpol election win can be seen as a victory for the White House and its European partners, who'd lobbied against Alexandra Prokopchuk's attempt to be named the next president of the policing organization. The longtime veteran of Russia's security services had been strongly opposed by many nations. They had expressed concern that if Prokopchuk had been elected, it would lead to further Kremlin abuses of Interpol's red notice system to go after political opponents and fugitive dissidents.
The international aid group Save the Children said Wednesday that an estimated 85,000 children under age 5 may have died of hunger and disease since the outbreak of Yemen's civil war in 2015. The group said for every child killed by bombs and bullets, dozens are starving to death, and it's entirely preventable. Afghanistan observed a national day of mourning Wednesday, a day after dozens of people died in a terror attack in the capital, Kabul. Myanmar's high court has ruled that two jailed Reuters reporters can appeal their convictions on charges of violating the country's law that prohibits the gathering of secret documents to help an enemy. The appeal cited evidence that police framed the journalists. Lawyers also said there was a lack of a proof of crime. UN diplomat Martin Griffiths is in Yemen to prepare for peace talks after fresh fighting erupted in the key port city of Hodeidah. Griffiths was scheduled to meet with Iran-aligned Houthi officials in the Yemeni capital Sana'a in an attempt to persuade them to begin negotiations in Sweden by year's end. This is VOA News. Rain is falling in California, helping in the fight against wildfires, but Associated Press correspondent Rita Foley reports not everyone is welcoming it.
Teams have been sifting through wildfire ash and debris, searching for bodies in and around Paradise, California. More than 80 people are known dead in the Northern California wildfire, hundreds more unaccounted for. The rain will complicate the search for the dead. Cal Fire says some people may never be found. The rain may help crews still battling the fires throughout the state, but the National Weather Service says it may also cause mudslides and rock slides.
Gunmen shot 5 people and kidnapped an Italian aid worker in Kenya Wednesday. Witnesses said at least 3 children were injured in the attack in a business area in Kilifi County on the coast. Correspondent Rael Ombuar reports for VOA.
The abduction happened in Chakama Village in the southeast of Kenya, Malindi District. 5 people, including 3 children, were wounded and taken to hospital. The reason for the attack and the identity of the attackers has not yet been established. The organization the Italian volunteer was working for posted a short statement on its website saying there were no words to comment on what was happening. According to an eyewitness who also happens to be the village chief, Albert Chome, the attack at the village in Malindi district happened at around 7:30 p.m. Chome says the attackers were 4 in number and one of them had actually lived in the community there for 3 days before the attack. He had rented a house at the town, Chamaka Guest House.
Cameroon's military says it has freed 9 students who were kidnapped this week from a school in one of the country's restive English-speaking regions. It's the 3rd time students have been abducted from schools in the Anglophone regions this month. Correspondent Moki Edwin Kinzuka reports for VOA from the capital Yaounde.
The military killed several gunmen Wednesday in an operation that freed 9 kidnapped students and their teacher. Armed men responsible for the abduction are on the run. The teacher was wounded in the rescue. Gunmen kidnapped the students and their teacher Tuesday evening from Lord's Bilingual School in Kumba, a city in Cameroon's southwest region. The kidnapping comes 3 weeks after gunmen kidnapped and then released 79 students and 3 staff from a school in the neighboring northwest region.
Unrest broke out in Cameroon's western regions in 2016 when English-speaking teachers and lawyers protested the dominance of French speakers. Clashes since then have killed more than 1,200 people. You can find more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world, around the clock, at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Christopher Cruz, VOA News.